Zelensky claims artillery shell deliveries to Ukraine have dwindled amid Israel conflict. By Kurt Zindelka on November 19, 2023. Volodymyr Zelensky claimed this week that fewer artillery shells are being sent to Ukraine amid the conflict between Israel and the Islamist Hamas terrorists. Amid efforts to shore up support for Kyiv's war effort as the highly touted spring counteroffensive against Russian-controlled areas of the country has largely fizzled and devolved into a stalemate, Zelensky has urged Western allies to not forget about Ukraine as fighting rages in the Middle East. Commenting on the delivery of critical 155mm artillery shells from American and European allies, the Ukrainian president claimed that deliveries have decreased. "They have really slowed down," Zelensky said according to the Kyiv Post, but added, "It's not like the US said, we don't give Ukraine any. No. It's just that everyone is fighting for stockpiles, themselves. This is life. I'm not saying that this is positive, but this is life, and we have to defend what's ours." He went on to claim that Western artillery warehouses are empty or there is a legal minimum that a particular state cannot give you. And this is not enough. The comments from Zelensky came after a meeting with British Foreign Secretary David Cameron in Ukraine, during which he reportedly complained to the former UK Prime Minister that the world is not focused on the situation or on our battlefield in Ukraine because of the conflict in the Middle East, adding, "It's a pity." Lord Cameron, whose political career was stunningly resurrected last week by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak amid a cabinet reshuffle, impressed upon a Ukrainian leader that Britain is willing to continue to support the war effort against Russia not just this year, next year, but however long it takes. Despite the failure of Ukraine to take back any significant portion of the land currently occupied by Russian forces and growing concerns about its ability to continue the fight against the much larger country, Germany has also committed to continue funding Kyiv, announcing earlier this month that it would be doubling its military aid to the country next year. Questions still remain, however, as to further funding from the United States, which has been the biggest single backer of the country following the Russian invasion last year. President Joe Biden has called for an additional $61.4 billion in aid to Ukraine on top of the $113 billion in American taxpayer dollars already committed. Yet, the Democrat president has so far been able to convince enough House Republicans to agree to the additional round of funding, prompting the administration to try to link Ukraine aid to an emergency package to support Israel against the Hamas terrorists. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.